neighbor. Won't you please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor.
All right, that's Mr. Rogers, WWIB, and this is Jason Kanz. We call this the best 5 minutes of the day. I was just thinking, I got to look up the word eclectic, because maybe that's kind of what this all is. I mean, how did Mr. Rogers end up leading into something we call the best 5 minutes of the day? I mean, life just kind of happens. We're messy people, and it just kind of unfolds, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think maybe it's part of the best 5 minutes of the day because Mr. Rogers was often the best half hour of the day for many of us growing up.
Yep.
It is eclectic. You know, we are trying to talk about living life on life and what that looks like day to day. And yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. This date in history. We kind of dropped that part of the segment, but I'm setting aside the Larry Crabb, the story everyone needs to know for a while, because we were putting too much into the sandwich and it was falling out all over the plate. So we're going to set that aside. That could be focus on its own, but we're still working our way through all these devotions you wrote on John 13 through 17, and we're going to get into specifically. I asked you to pick some out. We've been doing it chronologically. We're going to get to some that as much as possible fit into the Holy Week, Easter Week. But hey, this day in history, do you remember this? 1974, Hammer and Hank Aaron hit his 715th homer, became the all-time home run leader, breaking Babe Ruth's record. We'll have to dig up that audio this morning. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that at all. No. What year was that?
1974.
Yeah, so I would have been two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't remember that at all.
Very good. All right.
I do think he has some connection to Eau Claire, though, doesn't he?
He sure does. Played for the Eau Claire Bears back in the 50s before he played for the Braves, and they got the statue outside of Carson Park. In fact, I was here for he was here for a news conference when they unveiled the statue, and I had a chance to cover that a number of years ago. So really good guy.
Cool.
Hammer and Hank Aaron, and then, of course, he played for the Milwaukee Braves. They won a World Series with him in 57. They went to Atlanta. That broke a lot of hearts. And then later, after he got the home run record, he came back and played his last couple of years for the Brewers, I think, in 75 and 76. That was cool. So you're going to take us to John 16:1 today as we move ahead in Notes from the Upper Room, the devotionals, huh, Jason?
Yeah, so I thought this would be a good one, just not only with what's going on in the world, but, you know, there was a lot stirring during Holy Week. You know, I think the disciples, just lots of confusion, stuff going on, and they weren't quite sure what to make of everything. And so this morning we're going to do 16:1, which says, "I have said all these things to keep you from falling away." And here's what I wrote. Have you ever felt like you were hanging on by a thread, thinking, "I don't know if I'm going to make it"? As you've walked the road with Jesus, have you wondered how you could keep going or doubted whether he even cared? Jesus was clear that the Christian life would not be easy. He wasn't inviting the disciples to live for themselves by pursuing material comforts. Instead, he called them to live in the way of the cross, which is the way of service, sacrifice, and self-denial. When you are hated for following Jesus, remember that he too was hated. When life is so painful that you can barely breathe, know that Jesus hung on the cross. Every breath that he took was excruciating. Loving through pain is uncomfortable, but as you live in that reality, let it stir your thirst for the one who will one day restore all things to wholeness.
Hmm. You know, it's kind of like as in, you had me right away. Your very first question, have you ever felt like you were hanging by a thread? And I think for a lot of people, if not fully, they certainly have felt that way increasingly so in the last month, don't you think?
I do. I was just chatting with a friend of mine yesterday, and I said, I've got kind of this non-specific anxiety that's kind of hanging out in the background, and there's that sense of maybe impending doom, this impending dread, and I have to remind myself regularly that as Jesus hung on the cross, and I was just journaling about this morning, as he hung on the cross, he said, "It is finished," and to remember that my eternal security is guaranteed. It's already fully secure. And so even in those times I feel like I'm hanging on by a thread, he's already got it in hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Well, One of the songs that came to mind to me as you were reading that, and I've been, when we do our Blast of the Past song in the morning, how about a Rich Mullins tune, We Are Not As Strong As We Think We Are, huh? That'll kind of fit in this morning. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate your honesty and your writing and your voice. So keep it up, all right?
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks. Jason Cans, check jasoncans.com. And again, you can email him, jasoncans@yahoo.com. Ask for him to email you the devotions that we're covering here weekday mornings here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Hillary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
You're wiping down with
one of
the wipes. No, I can just, smell. That's like the lingering.
Like what we do.
The smell of the last month is that.
Yes. You know, and it's funny because smells are stored in the limbic system of the brain, and that's why smells can take you back so precisely to different places. I don't know if you've ever encountered that where you smell something and suddenly you feel you're in your grandma's kitchen or something. Well, I think for years and years to come, anytime we smell Clorox wipes or Lysol wipes, we're going to be right back in 2020.
It's funny how music, I can't define it as specifically as you define that with smell, but in terms of you'll hear a song that transports you back too, right?
So if I hear the song, We Didn't Start the Fire, I'm Billy sitting Joel. On a school bus and on my way to school in the 1980-somethings.
Interesting. Yeah, I like that tune.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. We want to do what is special about today, and I just wiped out InterPrep there.
Oh, his nose. Well, let me see. I might get it for you.
All right. So how was your election day?
It was very interesting. It was very interesting. You know, I mean.
Now, did you vote yesterday? You'd voted early, right?
I voted very early. Mm-hmm. I voted very, very early. Like when they first opened up the early voting, I saw the writing on the walls as far as like all of what was going to go down with this pandemic. And I was like.
Graffiti,
I just feel, I just feel that I need to vote early and, you know, just not only just for myself, but for the poll workers as well. Because typically I am a poll worker.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did the drive-through voting on Friday and I was just trying to bone up on all the issues. Mm-hmm. It took me until then to be ready. But today is Draw a Bird Day. That's unique.
That's
obscure. Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day. I was a collector of sports cards as a kid.
Interesting.
Zoo Lovers Day.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to check out what this is. Empanada Day.
Empanadas. Yeah.
What
empanadas are delicious. They're a food. They're like a Hispanic food. When I was in Ecuador, the locals made us the most amazing empanadas I've ever had in my life.
I don't even ever remember seeing the word, much less know what it is.
Oh, yeah, no, they're delicious. It's like
Panda Day.
they're like a filled pastry thing, but not with sweetness, but with like, you know, beef or chicken or chilies or, empanadas.
I'll try to order one when I see it on the menu sometime.
They're so delicious.
Boy, you just taught us a whole bunch today. The limbic system and smell memories.
It's why I'm here.
And we'll try to get If We Didn't Start the Fire for you. Well, no baseball, which is typically a sign of spring. And in recent years, Major League Baseball gets rolling in late March. We think about here in the Chippewa Valley with the Eau Claire Express, the Loggers down on La Crosse, right?
There's no crying in baseball, but I still miss the Brewers.
Yeah. Well... a league of their own, right? So anyhow, this is the day, though, way back in 1974. Who was alive then? Anybody here in the room?
Okay. I was not.
Just me. But anyhow.
13 years away from my birth.
I can tell you then, some history I maybe can remember. I was almost 10. Hank Aaron hit his 715th homer this day. Now, here's the deal. The previous season, for years, Babe Ruth had the record, 714.
Yeah.
Right? And so... there was a big racial thing, unfortunately, right? There just had been. People did not want a black man to beat this Babe Ruth's record. And so he got so much hate mail, Hank Aaron did. He had finished off the previous year, 73, at 713. He hit the 714th homer, and then this was the day early in the season. I think it was a Monday night game facing Al Dowling of the Dodgers as Milo Hamilton had the call.
Sitting on 714. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate. And listen to this crowd.
Well, Caleb, you've got a chance to call some exciting moments in high school sports. Could you imagine?
One of the most exciting moments in all of sports history.
Yeah, imagine that, huh?
Baseball is just so intrinsically tied with radio. I mean, whether it be Euchre for the Brewers or Red Barber or some of these other ones, too. I mean, I just...
You did a homeschool paper on baseball announcers.
I can't believe you remember that.
I did.
And it just, sitting in the catbird seat, Red Barber. Just some of these incredible... Like, listening to baseball on the radio is just... Part of Americana in summer. I just love it.
The thing was with Hammer and Hank, there were no accusations of steroids or, I mean, that he just
He was
did
just
it.
That good.
Right. And that's why a lot of people have difficulties with Barry Bonds exceeding his ultimate career total of 755 by just a few. So anyhow, a good memory. Of course, the Hank Aaron statue outside of Carson Park in Eau Claire because he played some minor league ball there for the Eau Claire Bears before going on to the Braves. So there you go. Little baseball this morning on a 41-degree Wednesday at WIB.
Well, we always enjoy learning new things, and we like to help you learn new things as well. So today we found a few things you didn't know yesterday. This one is Muscles and Bones edition.
There you go. All right.
Exciting.
The schooling starts early today. Did you know bones can self-destruct? It is possible for your bones to destruct without enough calcium intake.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my mom told me that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Strong teeth
milk,
and bones.
Right?
Drink your milk. Yeah.
You're taller in the morning. Throughout the day, your cartilage between your bones is compressed, making you about a centimeter shorter by day's end.
Speaking of shorter, we talked about I was the one who was alive in 74 out of the three of us. I've already shrunk an inch.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to be 5'11". I'm 5'10".
Okay.
Isn't
been that way
crazy?
For a while now. Yeah, it is crazy. So you got that to look forward to.
When, like, Mall of America, when the rides open up again, are you still going to be able to go on
that? I'm not continuing to shrink. I know you saw Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I think, a while back. Hey, one quarter of your bones are in your feet. Did you know that? The one bone thing I always remember is you have 206 bones.
But mm-hmm.
There are 26 bones in each foot, meaning that the 52 bones account for 25% of your 206.
That's why when my kids just like stand on my feet, it hurts so much.
When you say you broke a bone in your foot, it could be any one of a number.
That's right. Your tarsals and your metatarsals. Those are all of those.
A few things that you didn't know yesterday about muscles and bones specifically. You've probably heard this. It takes more muscles to frown than to smile. Mm. Scientists cannot agree on the exact number, but more muscles are required to frown than to smile.
Okay.
So turn that frown upside down today.
When you take a step, you're using up to 200 muscles. Walking uses a great deal of muscle power, especially if you take your 10,000 steps.
Mm. Your tongue is the strongest muscle in your body. I think the book of James speaks to that, right? Compared to its size, the tongue is the strongest muscle, but I doubt you'll be lifting weights with it.
There are other quarantine activities that are probably better suited than trying to lift weights with your tongue.
Mm.
Bone can be stronger than steel. Once again, this is pound-for-pound comparison, since steel is denser and has a higher tensile strength. However, bone can be stronger than steel. What incredible creations we are.
Right. I mean,
just
fearfully
the
and wonderfully
of God,
made.
Right?
Absolutely. Well, yes, you referenced the tune from Stephen Curtis Chapman right there. If you guys talk another 20 seconds, I could access it.
Fine. Here's what I will talk about. Did you know, get out your bedazzled tank tops. Richard Simmons is posting clips from his sweat to the oldies video series on his YouTube channel. You want to embarrass your kids?
Muscles and bones.
There you go. Do that
would
for
be spectacular.
Playtime today.
48 degrees.
If you are thinking, hey, I cannot celebrate someone that I love's birthday in person, a good way to share and care is to send them a card. And an even better way is to send one of these prank birthday cards that will not stop playing music until they destroy it.
This is terrible.
Okay, so the headline says, looking for a truly evil musical birthday card. Now, again, that's their headline, not mine. But you can get the Joker card. Once it starts playing, it will not stop playing for at least 3 hours. That's how long it takes, typically, for the battery to die until the receiver of that card manages to destroy it.
Torturous.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just thinking of Lord of the Rings. It's like, you seal door, destroy it!
Jeez.
No, it's going to keep going.
Have you ever given a card like that? I never have.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
I mean, I've given musical cards before that you open up and they sing annoying, obnoxious songs.
Well, usually those musical cards are like $8.
I know.
I usually get the discounted cards.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Dollar store, y'all.
Yeah, right.
But I love the music cards. They're special. And then they're kept. It's the gift.
Yeah. The gift is the card.
But one that keeps singing.
Well, they've had these candles that don't go out. Now they've got prank cards as well.
The Joker card arrives in safe mode so the sender can sign it without the music going on. Is this a bomb? An activation tab has to be pulled before it's placed into the envelope. It really is.
It is a grenade.
Once the receiver pushes the play button, it will not stop for hours.
This is glorious.
I looked up their website, and you can have ones for Mother's Day of constant babies crying.
No!
You can have ones of dogs barking. You can have ones with music playing, various singing songs. You can have some that I know are wonderful friend Michelle from Mid Mornings would love ones that actually explode glitter and then play the Macarena.
Oh, yeah.
For yes.
Next order. That's for sure. Yeah.
That's awesome.
JokerGreeting.com.
Fun times.
Great. Well, people are getting really, really creative with their virtual events that they're doing now. And I think it's really cool. You know, we talked about the one guy who on his small apartment balcony ran a marathon.
And Back and forth.
Right. So, I mean, so lots of ways to be creative. Well, there's a three-time Ironman champion. Miranda Carfrae is her name. Three-time Ironman champion.
Anybody who can even complete one of those races is
unbelievable.
Just a stud, man or woman. Like, that's awesome.
Wow.
You can do that.
Wow. So over the weekend, she was doing a virtual race, a virtual triathlon, I believe it was. And she's in it, she's competing, and she's doing her virtual thing. And
locked in,
in the zone. And she was disqualified.
Oh.
It's her husband's fault. Always blame the husband. Not really, honey. Her husband tripped over the cord that connected her to the race and disconnected her. She was immediately disqualified after being disconnected. Oh, sorry.
Oh, poor guy.
He was trying to be nice. She's quoted as saying, "He decided to bring my trophies in here for motivation, and when he walked around the back, he kicked out the plug."
He's just trying to be all supportive and be like, here, honey, see what you've done. And even in these times when you can't compete in real life, you can still win this. I believe in you. And then it's, sorry.
Yeah. So there's that. Sorry.
Oh, our virtual lives. We can't wait to get back out to fresh air and sunshine.
Right.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.